Pádraic Lodges here again with sport. Pádraic.
Thanks, Fran. Good morning again. A big week of a European soccer action, and Celtic progressed to the third qualifying round of the Champions League with a 4-0 victory at home to KO Reykjavik of Iceland. Van Dijk and Pukki scored two goals each as the Hoops recorded a 5-0 aggregate win. Celtic's opponents in the next round will be either St. Patrick's Athletic or Legia Warsaw, who play their second leg at Talis Stadium tonight. The sides are tied at 1-1 from the first leg, and kickoff this evening is at 7:45. A 0-0 draw would be enough for St. Pat's to progress. Our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue asked their captain Joe O'Brien if that would be their aim tonight.
I don't think so, no. I think anyone who knows Liam well enough, he was a very good centre-forward himself, and that's the way he likes to play. He's an attack-minded fella, and you know, we have a game plan. It'll be something similar to when we went away. You know, they're a good side, they'll have most of the ball probably, we'll have to contain that, and then we'll try and pin them on the break and see can we take our chances.
It looked like you had been building up to that performance for a long time though.
Yeah, I think our league form is going to be a little bit erratic, you know, this season. I think a lot was expecting of us, but, you know, we haven't hit the ground running for different reasons. You know, we came into the game with a couple of bad results, but, you know, as you said, you know, the atmosphere, the whole occasion, the stadium, everything around it, we stood up to the occasion. We've given a good performance, but we still have the rest to do and finish it off.
You look so comfortable in possession. That's been a trait winning the league last year and now bringing that into Europe.
Yeah, I think it's important. It's been, you know, the lads have said it on the telly and things like that, and down through the years, we've seen teams when you cough up possession in other Champions League games or international football ourselves, when we cough up possession, you know, teams can hurt you because they're good players and you need the ball to score goals. But if you don't have it for a lot of the time, when you do get it, you have to use it properly, and you know, that's what we try to do. And when you have players like Keith Fatty, Killian Brennan, Greg Bulger in your team, Christy Forrester, Conan, you know, going forward we can hurt teams, and just because of Legia who they are, they'll be no different.
Now, you had to move it to Talla, move it out of your home ground in Inchicore. Is that a little bit of a disappointment for you?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, there's no point in trying to hide the fact. You know, Richmond Park has been very good to us in European football the last couple of seasons. We had to move the game with Hanover here as well. But it's going to be a big crowd. It'll be obviously more, it'll be a better atmosphere probably than what it would be in Richmond Park. But still, the disappointment's there, but we can't use it as an excuse. We've known now for some time, and there's no point in going over to that atmosphere in that occasion and getting that result and then kind of throwing it all away here. So we certainly won't use the stadium as an excuse if anything does go wrong.
That's Joe O'Brien of St. Patrick's Athletic. In the SSE Airtricity League First Division, Longford Town beat Wexford Utes 3-2. Longford are now 4 points clear at the top of the table. Manchester City manager Manuel Pellegrini expects striker Alvaro Negredo to miss up to 3 months after having surgery on a broken metatarsal. No action is to be taken by the GAA authorities following an accusation that a Meath player had been bitten during Sunday's Leinster football final against Dublin. The Central Competitions Control Committee said it wouldn't be recommending any ban. After conducting an investigation into the alleged incident, the committee concluded that there was insufficient evidence to substantiate the claim. Limerick retained the Munster Minor Hurling Championship. They recorded a 24-18 win over Waterford in last night's Munster final replay at Semple Stadium, watched by an attendance of over 6,000. Ronan Lynch scored 10 points for Limerick, who go through to the All-Ireland semi-final. While Waterford won't have much recovery time, they'll be back in action at 12 o'clock on Sunday when they play Dublin in the quarter-final back in Thurles. The Cork football management have made 6 changes for Saturday's All-Ireland qualifier in Tullamore against Sligo. Brothers Brian and Colm O'Driscoll come into the starting 15, along with Ian Maguire, Mark Collins, Colm O'Neill and Donal O'Codnett. A horse owned by Britain's Queen Elizabeth has tested positive for morphine, which is banned on race days. Estimate won the prestigious Gold Cup at Royal Ascot in 2013. Connections claim that the positive test resulted from the consumption of a contaminated feed product. We can get more details from BBC racing correspondent Cornelius Lysett.
Last week, racing's regulator, the British Horse Racing Authority, announced that 5 horses had tested positive for morphine, prohibited on race days, but declined to give any further information pending an investigation. It was Buckingham Palace which revealed that one of the 5 is the Queen's best horse of the moment, the Sir Michael Stout-trained Estimate, winner of last year's Gold Cup at Royal Ascot, and only beaten in a thrilling finish to the race this year. Speculation after the news broke last week was that the positives given by the 5, said to be under the care of various trainers, was down to contaminated horse feed. Disqualification is now the likelihood. Since last year's Godolphin doping scandal, the subject of banned drugs is a sensitive one for racing, made all the more so in this case because of the identity of the owner, the sport's highest profile supporter.
team of 117 athletes from Northern Ireland will take part in the Commonwealth Games, which get underway tonight in Glasgow with the opening ceremony. The Northern Ireland team includes Olympic boxing medalists Paddy Barnes and Michael Conlon and runner Jason Smith. Galway Greyhound Stadium has sold the naming rights for the track. It'll be known as the Bulmer Stadium. The track's general manager Fintan Monaghan said the renaming of the venue shows the willingness of the Galway track to partner Irish products. In cycling, Ireland's Josie Knight won a silver medal in the junior women's individual pursuit at the European Track Championships. In the final, the Kerry woman set a new Irish record, bettering the previous mark by 6 seconds. Victory in the 16th stage of the Tour de France went to Australian Michael Rogers. Vincenzo Nibali retains the leader's yellow jersey with an overall lead of 4 minutes and 37 seconds. Nicholas Roach is 48th in general classification. He's an hour and 43 minutes behind the leader.
Thank you very much, Porrick.